Can't you read? Can't you see? This is private property. Aren't the signs plain and clear? No one is allowed in here. But since you're here, you should know, we will never let you go. You can cry, you can shout, but you can't get out.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to Dingtober. Yep, that's right. I liked the Dingtimber so much that we're going to extend it for another entire month called Dingtober. And we're going to do this every year. In fact, we might just keep going into December because I'm getting so many phone calls still. No, I'm just kidding, you guys. I just wanted to imagine a bunch of people groaning because they can't handle another episode of Ding calls. And I don't blame you. They were fun, but really, after a month, starting to get a little sick of them. Next year, I think I'm going to try and mix in regular shows with ding shows so they don't get so tiresome, instead of doing nothing but ding calls, because that's all I did this time, this year. Anyway, you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and I'm Roy, your host. Today is Monday, October 5th, and today's show is sponsored by Neil H., who is a Patreon supporter. Thank you, Neil H., for supporting the show via Patreon. Everything that goes wrong today in the show is going to be Neil's fault. So thanks in advance for that, Neil. Today I am celebrating the very first show of October by doing something that I haven't done in a while. I've got a bunch of shoe customer phone numbers by calling up a certain shoe store and saying, hey, give me your customer phone numbers. And they're like, okay. And we're going to call a bunch of shoe customers about their shoes. And I'm going to give them a piece of my mind, probably, at some point. So let's get started on that. This is a live show that I did earlier today. I did announce this show on Twitter, so if you missed it, it's all your fault for not following me on Twitter and noticing my tweet. All your fault. So don't complain at me in the comments about me not announcing my shows this time, because I did. Anyway, here it goes. Here is today's live show. I just checked my mail, you guys, and I got a check for Roy Gerbil for $1,750.25, because last week I was selling something on Craigslist. And of course, anytime you sell anything on Craigslist worth more than like $100, the Nigerian scammers start writing you. I did a bunch of texting between me and a Nigerian scammer, and I convinced him to send a check to Roy Gerbil. It's a cashier's check from the BBCN Bank in Los Angeles. It looks very realistic. I'm impressed with it. Anyway, that's cool. Now I get to fuck with this Nigerian scammer through text messages. Be like, neener, neener. Or be like, oh my goodness, you sent me too much money. Whatever shall I do? I just thought of something I need to do before I get started today, because I think I'm going to do over an hour. So we have to have some fun during this hour. I'm going to click on my voicemails, and I'm going to go to the oldest voicemail, and we're going to listen to this and follow this guy's instructions, everyone listening in the chat room.
Hey, RB. I think it'd be awesome if you bring the social media mobbing back. And since these assholes fired me like 8 years ago, you should do the Bullfrog Brewery in Williamsport, PA. And those bastards have it coming to them, so don't even give them a 5-star rating like a 1, and just give them some outrageous shit. Thanks.
So, that's what we're going to do during this live show. I'm going to have you guys go to, well, let's see if it's even a good one to do. Yeah, you can comment on all their stuff. 7,800 people like the Bullfrog Brewery. It's facebook.com/thebullfrogbrewery. And I think that guy said we should leave mean, like, 1-star reviews. I don't agree with that. I think we should leave them a bunch of nice reviews. I mean, 5-star reviews, but, you know, wacky, crazy reviews. You can make comments on their page, on their posts. It looks like you don't need to like the page to leave a crazy comment. And I will go back occasionally and check facebook.com/thebullfrogbrewery If you're listening to this in the future, like on the podcast feed, I won't be going back and reading the comments. This is only for the live people to do this. But, you know, go leave some wacky comments. Don't do anything mean, really. Just do weird. Weird is better than mean, in my opinion. Facebook.com/TheBullfrogBrewery. Go to that webpage and leave wacky comments. So today I'm going to be calling shoe customers, people who have special ordered shoes within the past week at several different locations, and we're going to talk to them about their shoe orders. And I guess we'll just get started on that. And in the chat room, if you have any ideas, like Elky just said to say that Carrot Top bought your shoes. So that sounds good. Why not?
Hello?
Hello, this is David from Shoes. Is this Christina?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Christina. I just, I'm calling about your special order for those shoes.
Yes.
It looks like the shoes arrived and everything, but then someone else came in and bought them. He was actually a local celebrity. He said he really wanted that pair of shoes. So we don't have your shoes anymore.
Okay.
So if you need them, you're going to have to come back in and reorder them and pay for them again.
Can you credit my credit card?
No, we can't. Because the order was picked up. It just wasn't picked up by you.
Okay, well, that's really not fair. So I will come in and get a refund. I don't care if it is a celebrity. I'm the one that paid for him, and that's not fair.
I know it's not, but what can we do? He's a celebrity. If he shops here, then we get, you know,
publicity. Anymore.
I know, but he'll get more people to shop here.
No, but that is not right.
It was Carrot Top, ma'am.
I paid for it.
Ma'am, it was Carrot Top. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Carrot Top's a weirdo.
I know, but he's a celebrity. He's a famous weirdo.
Okay, that is fine. That is fine. I know that I can't trust now that if I order something from you, that you're not going to give it to some other freak. But so I will come in and get a refund.
He's not a freak.
And I will purchase it somewhere else.
Ma'am.
I don't care about this, okay?
Okay, well,
I'm going to get my refund.
Okay, well, what can we do really, though? Because he came in and he saw your shoes, and he's just like, I want those shoes. You can't say no to Carrot Top.
I don't care. I don't care what you do, but I'm going to get my refund.
Well, we're not going to say no to Carrot Top, so we had to give him your shoes, and
care.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. You already did it. I want my refund.
Okay, well, there can't be a refund because he took your shoes. The shoes are gone. I don't know.
So he didn't have to pay for them?
No, he's a celebrity. We can't just charge him. We can't just be like, oh, Carrot Top, by the way. By the way, Carrot Top, shut up.
This evening. You don't tell me to shut up.
What am I supposed to do? Tell Carrot Top he owes $35? I'm not going to say that to Carrot Top.
I don't care, but
he could probably
my money back.
Get me fired.
I don't want to buy Carrot Top shoes.
They're his shoes now. You don't have the option of buying them.
I know I don't, but I paid for them, and I want my money.
He bought your shoes.
So did I pay for them?
Yes, you paid for Carrot Top's shoes, and if you have a problem with it, you need to call Carrot Top. Jeez. The lady is kind of uptight. That was a pretty good first call. I'm surprised. Usually the first call sucks.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
That call was brought to you by Facebook.com/TheBullfrogBrewery. Brewery.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
All right, she's not picking back up. She's too busy seething about Carrot Top wearing her shoes. So we'll move on to the next person who bought some dance shoes. Thanks, Elky, for the Carrot Top idea.
Hello?
Hi, Sheila?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the shoe place. Kevin ordered some dance shoes.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that they arrived already.
Okay.
But we're not going to have the box when we give you the shoes. We're just going to throw them in a bag.
Okay.
They might get scratched up.
All right. That sounds good. I don't think we'll be able to be there tonight. Can you hold them till tomorrow?
Most likely.
Okay.
But we're using all the boxes for the special orders. We're building a big fort in the back room.
Okay.
We're going to have battles and stuff across the back room floor. We're each okay. Making a fort on either side.
Okay.
We're going to be throwing shoes at each other. Probably your shoes, because they're convenient. You know, they're right there. But that's what we're using your box for, so you don't get a box.
All right.
And,
okay.
You know, the longer you wait to pick up these shoes, the more they're going to be used in battle. So they're going to get lots of scuff marks all over them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Also, there's a problem. Okay. Sheila?
Yes?
Okay. You're being really quiet. What's your problem?
Nothing.
Okay. You know those silicone gel packets that say do not eat that come in the shoes?
Yeah.
My coworker Chad, he ate some. And now he's sick. Do you know what we should do?
No.
Is it lethal?
I don't think so.
Well, if he has to go to the hospital or get his stomach pumped or anything, it's going to be your fault.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Ma'am, Sheila, come on. Damn it. Damn it. All right, let me delete that one. Damn it, Big Dave and Steve and Yuka. Give me sucky ideas that don't work. Don't even get angry.
Hello.
Hi, is Julie there?
No, she's not. She's at work yet.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from the shoe place. She ordered some special ordered some shoes.
Oh, okay.
Do you happen to have her work number?
No, I'd rather not give it out. This is her husband.
Oh, okay. I don't care.
So, is her shoes in?
Well, they are, but I just wanted to make sure she's okay not getting the box for the shoes.
As long as if there was a problem, we could still bring them back.
Well, no, you can't return them without the box.
But they didn't come with a box, right?
Well, it came with the box, but we're using the box. We're making forts in the back room to battle each other.
Who is this?
My name is Kevin.
And you're using the box that our shoes came in?
Yes, to make a fort.
And you're telling me I can't return them then?
Right. Well, why would she return them? Why would she buy them if she's just going to return them?
What if they didn't fit?
Why would she buy them if they didn't fit? That's stupid. He hung right up. That man is having none of my nonsense.
Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hi, Mandy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kevin from the shoe place. You ordered some shoes from us? Remember? Well, yeah, we have your phone number. You didn't order shoes?
Shoes from where? Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm totally at a loss here. Yes.
Okay, yeah, great. Well, I wanted to let you know that they're in.
Perfect. All right, we will pick them up this week.
Okay, well, I just wanted to let you know, is it okay if you don't get a box with your shoes, you just get the shoes?
Oh, heavens, yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, because, I mean, we got a box with them, but we're going to use the box for something else.
That works for me.
Okay, but you can't return them without a box.
That's okay. No, we've already wore the other ones, so.
You already wore the other ones? What other ones?
We bought some, and then I had to order the ones I ordered.
Okay, well, that idea is not even going to work, so. Your shoes, we had a surprise inspection today, and it turns out they're not OSHA compliant. So that means you're going to get fined approximately $1,000 a day until they're OSHA compliant?
Perfect. I'll pay it.
Okay. Well, it's $1,000 a day, so you need to hurry up and get here and get these out of our store before we get shut down.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to get shut down.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
This is bullshit, Mandy. You need to come here and take care of this.
I will be there.
God damn it. Am I on speaker?
Yes.
Oh, are there kids in the background?
Right in front of my twin girls.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Fucking shit. Fuck. I'm so sorry. God damn it. I'm so sorry. Fuck. Sorry, Mandy. I didn't mean to curse in front of your kids.
You're okay. If I didn't want to hear you, I'd hang up on your stupid ass.
Okay. Oh, don't curse in front of your kids.
Oh, fuck.
That makes you look like a redneck.
You're a redneck.
You're a redneck. Yay, I win.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Is this one of Mandy's daughters?
No.
Oh, okay. Who's this?
Well, who am I speaking to?
My name's Kevin. I'm from the shoe store.
Okay. What you need?
Oh, I already told Mandy what I need. It's none of your goddamn business, sir.
Well, I'm her husband, so it is my business.
Well, no, it's not. You're a different person than her. It's none of your business.
Okay, what do you want from the shoe store?
What do you mean, what I want from the shoe store?
You called from the shoe store. Which shoe store?
The one that she ordered shoes from. I already talked to her about this. What are you asking for?
Okay, what shoes did you order?
Who, me?
Well, if you're a professional, you should know which one was it.
Are you asking your... I thought you were asking your dumb wife what shoes she ordered.
I did.
Okay.
Can you help me out a little bit, brother, here? What are you guys doing?
Where are you driving to?
Driving to Florida right now.
Really? What state are you in?
Tennessee.
When are you going to be back here to get these stupid shoes? These ugly shoes?
The ugly shoes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably next week.
That's...
What time would be a good time?
They're probably going to get sold to someone else if you don't pick them up right away.
Okay.
And then you'll just have to pay for nothing. You know, she already paid for it, so she's not going to get a refund.
Okay. All right. What was your name again?
And she's still not getting the box.
What was your name?
It's Kevin.
Kevin what?
I'm not telling you my last name.
Why not? Are you a professional?
What are you, a spy? No, I'm not a professional. I'm a minimum wage employee at a shoe store.
It shows.
Thank you. What you doing in Florida?
Nothing.
Why are you going there then? You're going there to do nothing?
Yeah, we actually bought a pair of shoes there.
Oh.
So we're heading there to pick them up because they were going to sell them.
That was a good one. All right, bye. I hung up. It's just not going anywhere. Both of them win. They got two wins against me, both of those people.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tia?
Yeah.
Hey, Tia, it's Kevin from the shoe place. You ordered some shoes from us?
Oh, yeah.
And I just needed to let you know. Did you receive those yet?
No.
Okay, that's good. I just needed to let you know that you're not going to get a box with your shoes.
Okay.
It's just going to be the shoes, and we're just going to throw them in a bag, and they'll probably get all scuffed up.
I was supposed to pick those up from the store.
I know. You haven't picked them up yet. What's taking so fucking long?
I haven't gotten a call for them.
Oh, okay. They should have called you by now. We've had them for a while.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I just needed to let you know of kind of an issue.
All right, well, we called to ask if they got them in, and they said that they didn't, so we've been waiting for a call.
Okay, well, all right, fine, whatever. I just needed to let you know of a problem with your shoes, though.
They're scuffed up?
Well, it was a problem other than that, because I gave your shoes to a homeless person. It's for a new... program that we're doing where we're trying to, you know, just give clothing to the homeless. So your shoes were given to a homeless man.
Okay. I'm really confused.
Yeah, well, you paid for the shoes, but you're not going to get them. They went to a homeless man.
Okay.
So you're in agreement with that? You're okay with it? She hung up.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box, but...
Now she's not picking up. Well, that's all for that store. I can move on to the next store now. But first, I'm going to take a look at facebook.com/thebullfrogbrewery. See if there are any hilarious comments on the Bullfrog Brewery page. There are no comments on the very first thing. That's weird. You guys aren't commenting on anything. But there are reviews, so I'm going to read the reviews. There's a 5-star review from Catherine Bobick. This place is awesome. They actually serve bullfrogs in their food. I had the hamburger with bullfrog glaze. steak with bullfrog compote? What's that? Bullfrog and fries. It is delicious, especially when paired with the cactus cooler. Somebody replied to her, did you try the bullfrog wiener with the cactus sauce, or do they not serve that anymore? And she says, I had it with cactus ketchup. Cat soup. All right, there's also a review from Renee White, only 4 stars. Roy suggested cactus and bullfrog ale, not as good as licking a toad, but the peanuts and pretzels make up for that. Glory holes are clean and freshly painted. 4 stars because too many kids were there that needed to shut the heck up. And Axpa replies, maybe the glory holes in the women's bathroom are in better condition than the men's bathroom. I got a nasty infection after eating ass in the men's bathroom. And there is a review from Axpa, only 3 stars. The glory holes in the bathroom are not sealed properly and caused me great harm. The other day when I was participating in a pub crawl, the glasses the beer is served in aren't cleaned properly and are greasy to the touch. I'm surprised this place is in business at all. But it really is the only good glory hole emporium in the area, so it'll have to do. That's great. Then there's some old reviews. We're not going to read those. Oh, here's something. Someone named Peter says, how about I come down there and punch your head off? I don't understand what the other things he's saying. 22 minutes ago, from Kenny. I love the Bullfrog Brewery. The cactus ale is amazing and the best glory hole in town. However, a star off for now because the jukebox machine only plays Alanis Morissette. The cactus margaritas are to die for. Try them, from Steve. And John Hartman says, highly enjoyed my visit. My server Roy greeted me kindly with a playful pat on the butt. The food was amazing. The taste of the gerbil soup is to die for. Next time, don't forget to ask for Roy's ding of the day. That was a good one, John. Okay, is that it? Is that everything? Reviews are all out of order. Someone named Tames says they shit on my cactus with their butt box. Yeah, but you guys, you don't have to do just reviews. You know, you could just comment on posts on their page and stuff if you want. It looks like you don't have to be a member of the page to comment on it. So it's okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Elisa there?
Who?
Elisa.
No, there's...
Am I pronouncing it wrong? Are you trying to be a smartass? Elisa Mallory?
Yeah, this is her.
You don't sound like a female.
Who are you?
I'm calling from the shoe store. She special ordered some shoes.
Oh, okay. They're in.
Is this Elisa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Why were you pretending that you don't know who that is?
You said Elisa, and I said no.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
Yeah.
How's it pronounced?
Lisa.
Oh, okay. Well, why do you have to be a smartass about it? Why don't you just correct me?
What's your problem?
I don't know. You're acting like I got the wrong number. I was about to hang up. You might have not found out about the problem with your shoes.
Okay, what's the problem?
Okay, well, your shoes were involved in a crime, and they're now evidence. They're in the evidence lockup room at the police station. And there's not really much we can do about it. You're going to have to go to the police station and sign them out. But it might be a while because it's an active investigation.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Okay.
You still have to pay for them, though.
I already did.
I know you did. You don't have to be a smartass. I'm just saying we can't give you a refund.
Goodbye.
Because it's not our fault. All right. Nobody's falling for the tricks today. That was another Elky idea. Gandalf Pimp wants me to say that they're metric shoes. Okay. Find out if their feet are metric or not. Okay, so I guess for the next one, I'm moving to a different area code, so give me a second. I gotta change my caller ID.
Hello?
Hi, is Anne there?
Nope, she's at work.
Oh, okay. Well, she ordered some shoes from us.
Okay.
I needed to let her know just an issue with the shoes. Do you have her work number?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, it'd be 815.
Uh-huh. Okay. And there's a problem. There's a problem with her shoes.
She won't be happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll let her know. I'll let her know. But we did have to sell her her phone number and her name and your name and address. to the Chinese government.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a thing we do to save money.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Well, it's, I'll burn down your building or something, you know.
You're going to burn down my building? What?
Hey, you sold my number to the Chinese. I'm going to burn down your building.
Well, no, the shoes were made by the Chinese. We sold it to the same people that put the shoes together.
Yeah, well.
It was a 10-year-old girl that built the shoes.
Right, okay.
And we're required by law now to sell the name and phone number of whoever buys the shoes to the person that built them.
Okay. I don't believe any of this, but...
Why not?
Does it really sound feasible?
Yeah, this is how we do business. It's market research, stupid.
Oh, yeah, okay. Boy, and then you insult your customers.
Well, you're not the customer. Ann's the customer. You're not even a customer here.
Oh, okay.
You're the guy that's like making threats, saying you're going to burn down our store.
That's not a threat.
Yeah, it is. We've got it on tape. I have my tape recorder hooked up to the phone.
It's not a threat. It's a promise.
Okay. Well, I've got that on tape now.
Okay, no problem.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, I'm going to quickly call Ann before he does. I'm sure one of the listeners have probably called Ann already, told her who I am. Thanks, whoever did that.
Hi, this is Ann with department. I'm in the...
Shit.
Hi, this is Ann.
All right, I'm going to delete that one.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Renee? I'm calling from the shoe store.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi, Renee. I'm just calling about a problem with your shoes.
Yeah, I had a message from Emily earlier. I didn't have a chance to get back to her.
Yeah, we know. That's why we're calling you right now. Well, anyway, the price you paid was, it's actually, that's how much it is per shoe. So you have to pay again.
No, I had a discount.
I know, you still get the discount, but you still have to pay per shoe. Otherwise, when you pick it up, you're just going to get one shoe.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, of course not. That's just the way the pricing works on this particular brand of shoes.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's how it works, ma'am. And you're only going to get one shoe unless you pay for the other one.
Okay.
So
is Emily there?
She went home for the day already. So I need to mark down which one do you want. Do you want the left shoe or the right shoe?
Who is this?
My name is Kevin. I'm the manager here.
If you are a manager, then I would like a number of someone that I can call. This is ridiculous.
You can call me because I'm the manager. I'm the goddamn manager, okay? Like, if you have a problem, you just call me. Just call the store and ask for me. But you're only getting one shoe, and I need to know whether it's going to be the left shoe or the right shoe.
Sir, when in your life have you ever bought one shoe?
Well, you're the one that's being stupid and doing that. You just have to pay for both shoes. You can't just pay for one shoe. We don't even sell them one at a time.
Do you even know anything about my transaction?
Yes, I see it right here. You paid for one shoe, and we needed to pay for two shoes.
No, that is not true.
Because who's going to buy the other one?
I brought two shoes to the store and returned them, and she is holding them in the back room for me. She also called me today and told me that they were not available.
No.
So if you're trying to get additional money from me, you are crazy because the shoes aren't even available.
One of them is not available.
I'm calling her back tomorrow and telling her that Kevin has called me stupid and used foul language and that supposedly you're the manager.
When did I use foul language? I never did that. But anyway, she was calling to tell you that only one of them wasn't available. It got rejected. Because you didn't pay for it.
It's not rejected because I didn't pay for it.
Yes, it is.
I already paid for these shoes. I bought these shoes online.
You bought one shoe.
I came to the store and reordered the correct size. She processed a return and processed a charge for the same pair of shoes.
You need to learn how to...
a different size.
You need to learn how
the
to read.
The reason it was rejected is apparently it was not available on that size.
You should just learn how to read when you order something, because it just said one shoe. It said per shoe.
Excuse me, sir. I did not place the order. The sales associate, who was probably Emily, placed the order.
She probably needs to learn how to read.
Wow. You are unbelievable. If this is not a joke, you're going to have a problem. I will call back tomorrow and speak with Emily, someone who's a little more professional and helpful with customer service.
No, Emily doesn't know shit, okay?
Yeah, there you go with your foul language again.
I didn't use foul language with you, though. You're lying. You're a liar.
You just said shit to me.
No, I said that about Emily, not to you.
I don't care. You don't need to use foul language on
the
phone with me.
You should just stop being hysterical, or I'm gonna charge you an extra fee.
You can't charge my card for anything.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna put a stupid bitch fee on your card. That's a legitimate fee that we put on problem customer orders. Like repeated problem customers. Okay.
This is over. I will speak with Emily tomorrow. Thank you.
No, I'm not letting Emily pick up the phone tomorrow. I thought she was going to start crying. She didn't sound too good at first. Looks like that one was Simplex's idea. Thanks, Simplex. There's a lot of ideas coming through the chat room. I'm very sorry if I don't get to your idea. I only have so many numbers here to call, though. I really want to do the... I want someone to believe the do not eat package thingy. Silicon gel stuff. I should probably just give up on that one. Okay, so, next one. Next door. Oh, but let's check the bullfrog page really quick. Where'd it go? Here it is. Oh, look, 7 comments on the very first post. So there's a post telling, you know, the house is going to be rocking tonight with Gabe Stillman and the Billtown Giants. Yeah. So there's a link to the band or whatever. And Prank Stupid says that's not the only thing that will be rocking hard. Eric says, wonderful band. My favorite song is their cover of Mildred Monday. Hearing it makes me wetter than Hurricane Katrina. Ryan McCormick, I hope this band hands out free meth to the audience like they did last time. John Hartman says, the R&B vibes are hard to get down with. Make sure to go when Roy and the Dial Tones are live. They're much more entertaining live. Corey says, I met Gabe in the bathroom. He was nice, but the touching was way too personal. I hope he will get help with his masturbation problem. Rest his soul. All Lord Cactus can save him. Renee says, I love the music more after the Molly. Cactus. Axpa says, Gabe engaged me in sexual congress in the men's restroom. I was on the receiving end of his melodious tunes. His fingers can certainly pluck at one's heartstrings if you catch my drift. Oh, I can't read all of these. There's a lot of... You guys don't slander this poor guy. Poor Gabe. The next one down. Exceptional live music with Keith Kinney. An outstanding performer that you have to hear to believe. Liz Darwin says it was a fun show, but he doesn't take requests. My repeated shouts for Danger Zone resulted in this lesser Kinney giving me snake eyes. Ryan says he liked their rendition of Boots and Boys. And Axpa says Keith wanted me to give him oral favors in trade for a mini keg, but his genitals were of minuscule size and not at all pleasurable to my velvet throat. He only earned a single serving of Edgar IPA. Okay, I'm just going to stop for now. Oh wait, reviews. I should read a couple reviews. No, I shouldn't, because it looks like there aren't any new reviews. Anyway, okay, I'm going to call some more people.
Hello?
Hello, Emily? Hi, this is Dave from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to let you know that they're ready.
Yep, someone already called me today, and I called back and said I wouldn't be able to pick them up until this weekend.
Okay, well, did they tell you about the drug test?
The what?
The drug test.
The drug test?
Yes, you need to come in and pass a drug test before we can sell you the shoes.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. It's
pass a drug test?
Yes, it's not. It won't take very long. It'll take maybe 5 minutes, but then you have to wait about 20 minutes for the results.
Before you can sell me shoes?
Correct. For special order shoes.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't understand this at all.
It's just a urine test. It's not a blood test. It's very non-invasive. We're just going to have you pee into a cup. We're going to analyze your urine and make sure we can sell you the shoes. It's because of new state laws.
Yeah, I don't believe you, and this is inappropriate.
How is it inappropriate? What's not appropriate about this? This is just...
I'm going to end this phone call now.
It's company policy, ma'am. Thanks for that, Uncle Runkle. That was his idea. Made her hang up. She's never getting her shoes now.
Hello?
Hi, is Julia there?
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, well, is this Mrs. McFarland? The handwriting's not too good. It's for the shoes that you special ordered?
Yeah, from Taylor's?
Yeah.
Oh, they're there already?
Well, they are, but I just needed to let you know there was a problem.
What's
Well, do you know those silicone gel packs that are inside shoe boxes that say do not eat?
Yes.
Well, one of the coworkers, Sharon, she ate the gel pack. Because she read online that it could get her high, but it didn't work. Instead, she's in the hospital.
Okay.
And since it was your property, the... What are you laughing about? This is serious. She's in the hospital.
That is hilarious.
Ma'am, you're going to go to jail for this because you poisoned Sharon.
I'm going to go to jail?
Yeah.
Because I poisoned Sharon at the store?
The DEA wants to talk to you about this.
They do not read? The DEA wants to talk to me?
Yeah. You're in big trouble with the DEA.
Oh, wow. That's so unfortunate.
Yep.
Well, if the DEA can find me, they can talk to me. Until then, tell Sarah get well, Susan, Shay Shay, whatever her name is.
It's Sharon. It's Sharon. Come on. Have some respect for the soon-to-be dead. Okay. I give up on that one. Thank you, Stephen Yuka, for that idea, the do-not-eat idea. But everyone seems to think that's a joke for some reason. It's not a joke. I don't have time for jokes.
Roy, just wanted to give you a good old-fashioned hello, and hope your day is going okay, and
thanks.
Didn't really have anything planned for this voicemail. I just wanted to say hi, I love you.
Aw.
And I want your babies.
Aw, how sweet.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Brad, not sure how well you can hear me, because I'm using my car Bluetooth thing. Anyway, I have a quick question for you. You know how when someone speaks a foreign language on the phone, you said, quit with that Paris talk? Like, I'm just wondering, where does that expression come from? Like, Paris talk?
Isn't that what it's called?
Mean, like, foreign language or whatever. Just wondering where it came from. Was it something your parents said as a kid, or you saw somewhere, or you heard somewhere, or you read
retarded.
Somewhere? I know, I'm just wondering. Thanks. I love you, Brad.
I'm glad you asked. It's from Austin Powers. I don't remember which one. I haven't seen Austin Powers in a long time. But that's something that Dr. Evil's son says. You know, Scott Evil. Hold on, I'm going to find it on YouTube right now, and I'm going to play it. Here we go. Austin Powers Scott scenes.
Scott, my boy, how are you? How was your day?
Well, my friend Sweet Jay took me to that video arcade in town, right? And they don't speak English there, so Jay got into a fight, and he's all, hey, quit hassling me because I don't speak French or whatever. And then the guy says something in Paris talk, and I'm like, just back off. And they're all, get out. And we're like, make me. That's cool.
See, that's it. An old Austin Powers scene. Now you know I just like to say things that only two people in the entire audience will get.
Hey, Brad. So it's homecoming week at my school, right? And they're doing spirit stuff. Today is pajama day. The problem with this is that I'm not wearing my PLA pajamas. The problem with that is that they don't exist yet. You need to get on that. That should be your next big picture.
Okay, Lux. Come on. I'll get right on that. Make PLA pajamas. Is that something they even sell on Spreadshirt? Thanks for reminding me how much I don't miss high school one bit.
Hey, Brad, this is Darnell. I know you hate prank requests on the phone line, but yeah.
But I'm
going to
do it
right
anyway,
now.
Even though you hate it. I have deleted 3 messages so far that have started out that way, but whatever. I'm going to play this one, see where it goes.
But I just thought of this, and I'm going to forget it.
Even though I hate it.
I used to work at places that had fryers.
These are always the longest messages, too. This one's over a minute.
I worked at a place where we sold hot dogs, beer, and french fries and crap like that. I accidentally put some ice in the fryer one day, and then 15 minutes later it started bubbling. So I tried it again later on purpose with a bigger cup of ice, and it went crazy, like bubbling up, you know, like steam out of the top of the oil. And it never caused any damage. It just kind of cooled the oil down a little bit and cut and made a little bit of a mess because oil would splash out. But I started doing that whenever I left work. So right before my shift was over, before the next person came, I would throw ice in the fryer and then leave work whenever they got there. And then maybe 10, 15 minutes later, they'd have to deal with this bubbling oil
in
the fryer.
Wow, you're an asshole.
So it'd be awesome if you called fast food places and got somebody to do that so that you could test their remote temperature sensors in their fryers.
Yeah.
Love the show, dude. Keep it up. See you, man.
I'll just have them drop an entire bag of ice in the fryer, which I'm sure they would do. And then a bunch of oil will fly out at them. They'll get third-degree burns and scars for life. That sounds hilarious. I'll get right on that.
Hey, Brad. It's Jonathan from California.
Hey, again. Jonathan.
So, yeah, I just heard the most recent Lone Losers podcast with the Sunshine. Holy fuck, that was crazy. I mean, never have I heard a really sexy person do really sexy things on your podcast in a while. And honestly, you should bring Sunshine back again in your future. And who knows, maybe team her up with Carlita and Gloria and you.
I don't know.
And you could do, like, I don't know, something really, 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 really silly.
She's too busy working at the strip club to hang out with me, and I can't afford that kind of money. You know, she charges $100 an hour.
Like, maybe, I don't know, group phone sex prank of some sort, I think. Or either you could just have Sunshine be a guest star on Telephone Calls whenever that gets made. Anyway, I gotta go now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Arby. I was wondering if you could do me a favor, because I know you love those. One of my favorite shows you did, I think it was an apartment call, and you said you had struck oil in the apartment, and I don't know if the person you were talking to had contacted some people working outside, or if that's who you were directly talking to, and
I remember
put you
this
on
one.
Hold and said you were strung out on LSD and they should go in and check on you. Could you tell me where to find that, or maybe even better, play that on your next episode? That'd be great. Thanks.
I do remember that call, and I'm looking through the Phone Losers media pack right now, and I do see a call in the Tenants from Hell directory called Struck Oil. I don't remember the LSD part of it, but anyway, this is how we're going to end the voicemails today. I'm just going to stop playing voicemails, and I'm going to play this prank call, this old Tenants from Hell prank call, where I tell a landlord that I struck oil in my apartment, and for some reason he passes the phone to a tenant, which was a weird thing for him to do. So here is an old Tenants from Hell call that I'm going to play before we get back into the live show and talk to some more shoe customers. Oh, G-Man, that's a good idea. Say, I discovered oil.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Hi, I'm a tenant here on your apartment at 39th Street.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know about the oil.
Which address?
420 39th Street.
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
Roy, you are not our tenant.
Oh, no, I sleep on the couch at Mike's house.
You used to be to me, huh?
Yeah, I just stay with these people. I sleep on the couch.
Which people? Which apartment?
Mike and Julie. I don't know if they're the actual leaseholders, because there's some other people that live here, too.
I don't know them.
Yeah. I don't know them that well either. I just sleep on the couch and stay out of their way.
But I don't know them. They are not our tenant.
Oh.
And what is your question now?
Oh, well, we struck oil. Like, I was drilling down into the bedroom floor. I pulled up all the carpet in the bedroom, And and then I used a circular saw and I cut through the wood, through the subfloor and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started digging down into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I dug really deep, about 30 feet into the ground. Just a 3 foot by 3 foot hole, just in the corner of the bedroom. It's no big deal.
Okay, what do you have right now?
And I struck oil. There's oil down there.
Hold on.
Basically, I'm rich.
Okay, where are you at? Where are you at?
I am at the apartment right now.
And which apartment are you in?
The front one. Yeah, I'm collecting all the oil into buckets right now, but I'm about to run out of buckets, and I'm afraid it's going to overflow into the entire house.
Okay, I am in the front of the building. Can you step out and talk to me?
Oh, I'm really busy with these buckets, right? I'm filling up, like, Tupperware containers and our wok cooker.
So how did you get my phone number?
It's written on the fridge. It's like, you know, if there's any emergencies, call this guy and it has your phone number. Because, you know, for the tenants that live here, they must have written it on the fridge.
He's in this apartment.
In Sharpie.
Are you in apartment number one?
In Sharpie. I don't know if it's one. I don't know. I get my mail to P.O. Box. I barely...
Are you in main floor, second floor?
Oh, it's the main floor. It's on the bottom, because I drilled down and got the oil. Basically, I'm rich now. I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams, because I've struck oil. But I just want to make sure...
Here,
like,
talk to my boss. Hold on.
Wait, would you like to split... The profits with me.
Okay, come back again. Where are you at?
39th Street.
Okay, and you're on the first floor. Do you know what apartment building, what apartment number that is, one or two?
I don't even...
Was it the first floor right to the right, or was it straight on in?
It's more to the right, I believe.
All right, thank you.
But listen...
All right, thank you.
Hey, no, don't hang up.
Yo.
Are you still...
Okay, what?
We discovered oil in the bedroom. Like, we dug down into the bedroom floor under the carpet and the floors and everything. And we dug about...
Well, why would you do that?
We dug about 30 feet. I don't think you really need to ask why. The point is, we have oil now.
Okay, we're at this apartment, and we don't see you, so what kind of game are you playing?
I'm in the bedroom.
Okay, hold one second.
No, I don't want you to come in. You can't come in.
What do you mean we can't come in?
Because I'm busy right now. I'm not dressed.
Oh, he's not good. But you struck oil.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Okay, so what are you calling for? What is it that you need? What is your question? What is your problem? What can we help you with?
Well, I'm going to need to bring in some trucks and stuff to just start transporting the oil.
I have a truck in here. Okay, that's that. As soon as you get dressed, why don't you step outside for a moment so we can talk about this?
Maybe I was in the other apartment, because I don't hear anyone in my apartment. I don't think you're in my apartment.
No, we're right outside. We're on the front porch.
Okay, but you're not in anyone's apartment, are you?
We're in a couple of different apartments in the building. We're doing work in the building right now, sir.
Okay, well,
what is your name?
You can't come in my apartment.
Are you a tenant at this apartment?
Yes, I am. My door is locked, though. You can't come in.
Okay, can you get dressed and come step out and talk to us for a moment?
No, I don't want to talk to you in person. That's why I'm making a phone call.
Well, then what is it that you need? I don't understand what kind of help you're looking for, sir.
Am I under any obligation to share this money with the apartment owners?
Of course you are. It's their property.
I know, but I found the oil and I did the digging. You guys never would have found it if it wasn't for me.
Listen, sir. This is owned property by Joseph. It is his property. It doesn't matter what you find on here, what you do, what anything goes on here. You are a tenant. You are leasing some space on somebody else's property. By state law, this is Joseph's property, so don't matter what. If you found $10 million under that floor, it would be Joseph because it is his property. You are leasing that property from another person. Yes, you are obligated to share it. It sounds like something like this would be something that would definitely need to be talked about with Joseph, so you should probably think about getting some clothes on and step outside your apartment for a moment so we can discuss what's going on.
Listen, I dug 30 feet down. I don't think he owns the property 30 feet below the building.
Who gave you permission to dug 30 feet down on his property?
That doesn't matter, because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's his property. You got to have permission to dig on someone's property, unless you'd be violating all types of city ordinances and codes and laws.
But who cares? Because I'm rich now. I have oil, and it's 30 feet down. He doesn't own the property 30 feet below the apartment.
All right, so I'm really busy. I have got to go. We'll talk about this later.
You don't sound that busy if you're just entering other people's apartments for fun.
Do you know a guy?
No, he's not. I don't know where he got. I said, where did you get my phone number? They just followed the emergency. I guess he got some here. I guess he's very stoned.
He's way stoned on drugs. Way. That's what I'm wondering. Who lives? What? You might have to check this out, Joe. They might have done some stupid stuff in one of these apartments. And they're
number one is
why is he messing with that? That's just, he sounds like he's on acid. He's on the crack or something.
There's a guy from Saudi Arabia, number one. Number two is yelling.
I want to call back and be like, I can hear you guys out there. I'm not on crack or acid.
Hey, this is Billy. Hey, Melvin. Somebody's calling me here. Talk to Melvin, okay? Somebody's calling me and telling me he's inside the building. He dig down 30 feet. He got some oil. He's going to share it with us.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Melvin. Who are you?
Who the fuck's Melvin? I don't know who Melvin is. I only know Joseph.
What do you want?
I don't know. He passed the phone to you.
He told me to talk to you.
Well, who are you?
You got a problem?
Are you
Melvin? I'm one of his tenants.
Oh, why would he put you on the phone? That's retarded. Hey, listen, Melvin.
Yeah?
I work at the apartment complex. I work at the home office.
Yeah?
They're evicting you today.
I didn't hear the last comment.
We're evicting you today. We're going to serve you with papers. That's why they're really there.
Who are you?
I'm at the apartment, at the office, here for the apartment.
I thought he owned the building.
I know, but he works at an office. I'm at the office, and I serve evictions. But I sent him over today.
You're going to evict me?
Yeah, you're evicted.
You're evicting me?
You are out of there because we're sick of your bullshit, basically. I don't know why he would put you on the phone.
What bullshit?
This is really unprofessional. He shouldn't have put you on the phone. You're to be evicted. You need to be out within 72 hours.
For what reason?
Hey, we don't have to give a reason. We're just basically sick of your bullshit.
I have a lease. Excuse me.
Yeah, and you've broken the lease with your bullshit.
What bullshit?
You know exactly what bullshit I'm talking about.
No, I don't really. I haven't broken any windows. I haven't had any loud parties.
You are full of shit.
Neighbors.
We are sick of your bullshit, and you are out of there. You have 72 hours to get out. He did he give you the paper yet?
What paper?
The eviction notice. 72 hours.
This is a joke.
This is not a joke.
Are you? I thought he owned the building.
Yes, but I am in charge of the evictions. He owns several buildings. I help him manage the buildings.
Is he evicting me, or are you evicting me?
We're all evicting you. The office is evicting you. It's not one person. It's the company that's evicting you.
Well, I think we're going to have to go to court, because you have to give me 30 days, sir.
No, you don't understand laws at all, because we're giving you 72 hours to get out.
To move out?
And, yes, to get out. Get everything out. And you have just 72 hours.
Deluded, sir. I think you're deluded.
Yeah, that's a really nice big word you use there. Good job.
Well,
it doesn't matter what you say. If you think we're not going to deal with your bullshit anymore. You are out of here. He's going to be giving you a paper in a minute. Is he in your apartment?
No.
Okay, yeah.
He's got some workers.
He's supposed to be checking some things out to confirm all the bullshit.
He told me you were crazy and that you said there was a 30-foot tunnel with oil or some weird shit.
That is ridiculous. I don't know what.
And then he handed me the phone. He said, "You talk to him."
See, this is just another example.
I don't really know.
This is another example of your bullshit, and you need to get out. You need to start looking for a place today. You need to go get
fuck off.
Okay. You tell your apartment office to fuck off. That's going to help. I'm recording this call, by the way. I'm recording this call.
Yeah, you told me after you recorded it, suck my dick, punk.
We're going to be playing this in court if you take us to court. It's going to prove that we're right. You're out of there. So there you go. There was that old prank call person from the voicemail that wanted to hear it. I hope that was the right one. I think it was. I don't think I've struck oil in a lot of different apartments. Mostly I just find those huge cavernous underground cities with planetary defense systems in them. But enough of the reminiscing. Let's get back to the live show. Here's the live show from earlier today.
Hello?
Hello, Lori?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us?
Yes, I did.
Yep. And you didn't pick those up yet, did you?
No.
Okay. That's
I've been calling all weekend to see if they were there, and she thought maybe Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they've actually been here for a couple of days. I think they didn't want to tell you what I did.
Oh, really?
What
happened?
Well, they were in the back room. They were sitting on the floor. They weren't in the box or anything. They were just sitting on the floor.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but my manager says I have to. But I peed into your shoes.
You're joking, right?
No, we don't even have a bathroom here, ma'am. They make us go all the way, down the hall a bit to the bathroom. And I'm just really sorry, okay? The shoes are fine. I washed them off. And you can't even tell.
Is this a prank call or what?
No, I'm just letting you know. My manager's...
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Kevin.
And you're calling from where?
The shoe store.
What shoe store?
The one at the mall. But we don't even have a bathroom here at the inside, in the back room or anything. I have to go all the way to the food court. And I was the only one working that day. So it's not even my fault.
Excuse me? So where's your manager?
The manager wasn't working that day at all. It was just me. I was the only one in the store.
Okay, where's your manager right now?
He went home for the day.
Well, I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes that you peed in.
But we washed them off. There's nothing wrong with them. We don't have the box anymore. Because I peed on
Forget it.
What do you mean?
I'm going to bring my receipt in, and I want my $5 back.
No, you're not getting anything back, ma'am. That's not why I'm calling. I'm just calling to apologize.
I already paid for the shoes, and I want my money back.
No, you get the shoes. The shoes are nothing.
I'm not taking the shoes. This is a joke.
It's not a joke. We washed them off. We're professionals.
Still, are you kidding me?
We know how to wash shoes. We're professionals. You know, that's what we do. So you can't even tell. That's the end of that one. So there's only 4 numbers left, and then I guess my show's over. But at least it lasted an hour, right? So it's okay. I gotta change my caller ID one more time. This first one is from an out-of-state area code. Oh, by the way, that last idea was from Steven Yuka again, about peeing into the shoes. Thanks once again, Steven. I think Steven said this is his very first live show that he's listening to.
Hello?
Hi, is this Vincat?
Yeah, this is Vincat.
Hey there. I'm calling from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to say that you are a sick fuck for ordering these shoes.
Right.
Yes, you are a sick fuck.
I'm sorry?
I said you're a sick fuck for ordering these shoes. That's disgusting, sir.
What is that? I did not understand.
Okay, these shoes are made from puppies. And that's disgusting.
Okay. I didn't... What are you saying?
I'm saying that your shoes, the material used to make your shoes, is puppies. You know, like little dogs?
Oh, okay.
Yes, they killed a puppy to make your shoes.
What is it?
They kill the puppy, they smashed his head in with a brick, and then they skinned the puppy, and that's what they made your shoes out of.
Okay.
Don't you think that's disgusting?
So why did you put on your site then? Why are you selling that?
No, you're the one that's disgusting because you're buying them. Like, who wears shoes made out of puppies? That's gross.
We don't know that, how it was made. Then why are you selling on your site?
It said on the site, it said made from puppies, made from real, authentic puppies. And then you went ahead and bought it.
Okay, so what do you want to do now? What is the problem?
Oh, no, it's not a problem. You can have the shoes. You can come pick them up. I just wanted to let you know you're disgusting. You're a sick person for wearing puppy shoes.
Then why are you selling? Why are you selling that on your site?
Because we have to sell everything. We can't discriminate just because it's made from puppies.
Then why are you saying that word then?
I'm saying you're a sick fuck for ordering puppy shoes.
Why are you saying disgusting and why are you saying that other word?
I said sick fuck. You mean the fuck word?
Yeah, why are you saying that word?
Because that's what you are. You're a sick fuck for wearing puppy shoes.
Then why are you selling? What are you talking? I don't understand. Why are you selling the shoes?
Oh, don't.
And why are you talking like that?
Don't pretend you don't understand. You understand that these shoes are made from puppies.
Yeah, of course it is made on puppies. And why are you selling on your site?
It's none of your business what we sell on our site. I just wanted to let you know you're disgusting for buying them.
That's fine. Whatever you say, I'll come and talk to you. What you're talking, don't understand. You are discriminating or what you're doing, I don't understand.
How is this discriminating? What am I doing that's discriminating?
What do you want? What do you want from me?
Okay,
what is the problem?
I want to know if you're going to tell your kids that they're wearing puppy shoes.
Don't talk any ugly words.
Okay, well, are you going to tell your kids? Yeah. Are you going to be like, hey, kids, guess what? These shoes are made from dead puppies.
I'm not going to use for my kids. Okay, I'm going to use for puppies.
Okay, I want an apology. Give me an apology.
Huh?
Apologize to me for ordering puppy shoes, dead puppies shoes.
What you're talking?
You have to apologize. Say you're sorry.
I will talk to your manager. You are the manager?
No, you have to apologize to me right now. Say you're sorry.
No, why I need to say sorry? What you're talking?
Because it's gross. It's disgusting. You're a sick fuck for wearing dead puppy shoes. And he's gone. That idea was from Jack the Bruton. That was nice and depressing, Jack. Thank you for that one.
Hello?
Hello, Ronald?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, Ronald?
Yes.
It's Dave from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us?
They're in?
Well, I needed to let you know that somebody else was wearing your shoes here. They've been in for, they came in yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of our coworkers was wearing your shoes and just running around and doing general horseplay while wearing your shoes.
Yes, so go on. What's going on?
Okay, well, did you read what happened in the paper?
No.
Okay, he died.
Who?
My coworker, Chad.
Yes.
And he died while wearing your shoes.
So can you get me a pair of shoes or what?
I can, but do you still want them? Because there was a dead guy wearing them earlier.
I don't want those shoes. I want a fresh pair.
Well, that's the only ones that are left. That was the last ones that the warehouse had. That's why we had a special...
Well, then get me a color blue.
No.
Order the same shoe in blue.
No, you have to take these shoes because these are the ones you paid for. You need to come in and pick these up.
I'm not going to pick them up if somebody wore them and died.
Look.
Do you understand?
Yeah, but no, actually, this is the safest pair of shoes you can own because what are the odds that someone else would die in them after someone already died in them? It's like lightning never striking twice.
Yeah, crazy or what? Do I have to get a lawyer involved?
What, for a pair of shoes? Are you stupid?
No, I'm not stupid. I think you're a jerk. Can't you order me the shoes in blue?
It's not like the shoes are haunted. You know, stop being so superstitious.
Hello?
Yeah, I said it's not like the shoes are haunted.
What is your name?
Stop being so superstitious.
What is your name?
My name is Dave, and Chad is the one that died.
Your name is Dave?
Correct.
And you have a pair of shoes, and you're giving me all this story.
It's not a story.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
He really died.
I want to talk to your supervisor.
And before the authorities arrived, we took the shoes off of him because we didn't want to, you know, get in trouble for not, you know, I didn't want your shoes to end up at the morgue.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
Well, he's not here right now, but I just need to...
when will he be in?
Well, don't worry about it, okay? I just needed to let you know that Chad's dead and he was wearing your shoes when he died.
Well, I think this is a hoax. I don't even believe you.
How's it a hoax? What kind of hoax would this be?
Why can't you order me a fresh pair of shoes from the factory?
Because that's not how it works. You already paid for these shoes. If you don't want them...
Yes, and you let somebody else wear them and die in them.
If you don't want them, you can just sell them on eBay or something.
Listen, I want my money back.
Ken, do you think that you could say a prayer with me about Chad?
Can I get my money back?
No, you cannot. But I want to know if you can say a prayer with me.
No, I'm not going to say a prayer. I think you're an idiot. I think you're a nut job. I want to talk to your supervisor.
I think you're being very disrespectful towards Chad. If you pray with me, I'll consider giving you your money back.
I'll come in and get my money back.
You're not getting shit, sir, okay?
I want my money back, or I'll get a lawyer to sue you, and I'll have you arrested for this kind of a call.
You can't have me arrested for this kind of a call. I'm really upset about Chad. So if I said anything, that's why.
I'm coming in, and I want my money back.
Okay, I'm banning you from the store. You're not allowed to come in anymore. So you don't even get these dead person shoes now.
I'm going to come in with a cop. And I'm going to get my money back.
You're not going to come in with a cop.
And I want to talk to your supervisor.
We don't let cops come in here either. So you're banned from the store, okay? I guess I can try right back. I don't know. What else can I say? His voice was awesome. I wish everyone sounded like that guy.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow, Ronald. I'm not sure what happened. I think my phone... must have run out of battery or something. I'm sorry.
Can I get my money back?
No, and you're not allowed in the store anymore either.
What is your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes.
I think this call is a hoax.
What kind of hoax would this be? How does that make any sense at all?
All right, I'm coming in. I want the shoes.
No, you don't get the shoes anymore. I changed my mind.
I don't get the shoes and I don't get my money.
Correct, because you're being an asshole. So I'm banning you from the store permanently.
All right, thank you for the information. Goodbye.
So don't even try and come in, motherfucker. I'm going to ban you from the entire mall. He hung up again. How does he hang up so quietly? I didn't even hear the click or anything. That idea was from Elky. Thank you, Elky, for that idea. I should have told him we're going to pin the murder on him. Because of the shoes. Let's see what else is left. I really want to do the box fort idea, but I guess I've tried that enough. Whatever. Uncle Runkle is begging me for one more drug test, so maybe... Should I ask that guy to help pay for the funeral?
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Guadalupe.
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, hey there. I'm calling from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us.
Oh, okay.
And I needed...
They're ready to pick up?
Yeah, they're already here. We just got the delivery today.
Oh, wow. But, that was fast.
Yeah, did you do the drug test yet?
Drug test?
Yeah, we need to have you take a drug test before you come and pick up the shoes.
Wait. Say it again. I'm sorry. I think I was mistaken.
Oh.
What are you?
Yeah. As written in the form that you on the receipt, you need to take a drug test before we can sell you the shoes. So you can come in and pick them up, but we need to do just a quick drug test, just a urine test.
Before I pick up the shoes?
Yes.
What do you mean? Do I have to do a drug test?
You have to just take a very quick drug test. It'll take maybe 15 minutes total. We'll just get a urine sample from you, and we'll test it and make sure you're not on any drugs, and then we can give you the shoes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is this for?
It's just a new... we've been doing this for about 6 months now. It's a new policy, new corporate policy.
What has to do with drugs with shoes?
Well, we just want to make sure our customers are not using drugs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I can... I have a prescription for Allegra, so I don't know if that is going to affect it or something, but...
Oh, isn't that convenient? So you're a drug user then?
No, I'm not.
You're probably... You just said you're on a prescription for something.
Yeah, it's Allegra.
Okay, well, the thing is, I don't know, are you just using that as kind of a smokescreen to cover up the fact that you do real drugs?
Oh my gosh, no, I don't do anything. I work as a CNA in the hospital.
Is that where you get your illegal drugs, is from the hospital?
Oh my gosh, are you accusing me for something?
Well, it just seems kind of weird that you're acting so suspicious just because we asked for a drug test.
I'm not suspicious. I can do a drug test anytime, but what it has to do a shoes with a drug test?
Well, this is a Christian-owned business, and we don't want to sell our shoes to drug addicts like you.
Sir, are you insulting me right now?
No, I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying that
yes, you are, because you're telling drug user. Me something. I don't even drink. How am I going to use drugs?
No, it's okay to drink.
I'm a single mom with two kids, but I don't use anything.
This is a drug test, not an alcohol test. So it's okay. You can drink as much as you want.
Oh, so you're okay with people drinking, but you're not okay with people doing drugs?
Well,
oh my gosh.
Well, hey,
okay,
guess what? Guess what? Drugs
test.
Are illegal. Drinking is not illegal, dummy.
It is not illegal, but it's even worse than drugs.
No, that's your opinion. No, why would
that is my opinion.
Why would it be legal if it's worse?
Okay. When do I have to go do this?
So now you're defending drug users, saying that it's better than drinking. I knew you
when
were...
When do I have to go do my test so I can go pick up my...
I
shoes?
Knew you were an addict.
When do you have to go... When do I have to go do the test so I can go pick up my shoes?
Oh, anytime you're ready, just come on in. It'll take maybe 20 to 40 minutes for the drug test to complete.
Where do I have to go?
At the place where you got your shoes, at the mall.
At the mall, okay.
Yeah, and we have, one of us will get a urine sample from you, and we'll test it for drugs.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, well, you know, it's not our fault that people like you have to ruin it for everyone by being a drug user.
You're mistaken,
well,
and you're going to go to hell for that if you say you're a saint.
You wouldn't get so defensive if it wasn't
no,
true.
No, I'm not, but you offend me when you say stuff like that. You don't even know me.
Well, you offend me when you say that legal drinking is worse for you than illegal drugs.
I'm not offending you because you are not. Are you a drinker?
No, of course not. I'm a Christian.
Well, why do you get offended?
That doesn't make sense. No, I'm saying because you're saying illegal drugs are better for you than drinking.
Sir,
and that's just
sir,
dumb.
I'm going to go.
That's something a drug user would say.
Okay, I'm going to go tomorrow to prove you that I'm not using. I work as a nursing assistant in the hospital, and I would never, ever, ever touch any drugs because I know how they ended. You think I'm going to waste my time and my life and my money?
How can you be a nurse?
You don't know me.
How can
so
you be a
you
CNA
even...
if you don't touch drugs? I mean, don't you have to give drugs to the patients?
No, I do not. I'm not allowed to give drugs to anybody.
Oh, is it because you're a drug user? Obviously.
Smoke weed every day.
Hello.
Hi, is Amy there?
She's unavailable. May I take a message?
Well, I'm calling from the shoe store. She ordered some shoes.
Okay.
And there's just a problem with her shoes. I need to talk to her about her shoes.
Okay, I'm her husband. What's going on?
Well, we just need to let her know that the shoes are in, if she wants to come pick up her shoes.
Oh, okay. That was quicker than what they told us.
Yeah, real fucking funny, sir.
So, I'm sorry?
So she's not there. I can't talk to her because it's really important. I need to tell her about an issue with her shoes.
Hold on. Who the hell do you think you're talking to like this?
I don't know. Like, Amy's husband, I guess. Like, what are you?
Oh, you don't curse at me. You don't curse at me like this.
What are you, her fucking secretary? Why don't you just put her on the phone? Are you that protective? I'm not trying to hit on your wife, okay? I just want to tell her about her shoes.
Are you at the shoe store right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be there in an hour.
No, we're not giving them to you.
Yep.
It's not for you.
Nope.
It's for her. We're not
okay,
giving you shit, motherfucker. The shoes belong to Amy. We're not just going to give them to some random person that comes in here.
Okay.
So when can I talk to Amy?
I'll be there in an hour, and you can call me a motherfucker to my face.
Well, is Amy going to be with you?
Nah, don't worry about Amy.
Okay, because, you know, she's kind of hot, and I was hoping maybe
right.
If it's not a strong marriage, maybe I'd have a shot.
Oh, no, it's not a strong marriage.
Okay,
I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, bye, honey baby.
Love you. Bye.
You too. I think he may have suspected it was a prank at the end. Next. At least it's done. I can cross it off the list.
Hello?
Hi, Julie?
Yes?
Hey, Julie. It's Kevin from the shoe store. You special ordered some shoes from us?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I did, and I got to pick up my money, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot.
Oh, no, it's okay. But you had some shoes, right, that you ordered?
Yeah, they called me and told me that they couldn't get them.
Yeah, well, no, they figured it out. So they figured it out, and we reordered the shoes. And they tried to call you, but you weren't answering.
Well, that's because I wasn't with my phone. I don't carry it with me all the time.
It was just a computer error. But anyway, your shoes arrived already?
Okay. Well, okay, then I'll try to hopefully get out this week. I totally forgot about it.
Okay.
She called me, and I was on my way to Chicago when she called me, and I totally forgot. So I'll do that. I appreciate you calling me.
Well, anyway, but I haven't told you the problem yet, though.
Oh, there's a problem.
Yeah. See, there's we donated your shoes to a homeless shelter.
Really?
Yes. So it's just a program we do. We just randomly select customers to to receive, you know, to donate their shoes to a homeless shelter. So your shoes were donated. So there's nothing here to pick up.
Oh, okay. So I can just get my money then?
No. It went to the homeless shelter.
Are you joking with me?
No, of course not.
Okay. This has got to be a joke because you wouldn't just give somebody shoes away.
Well, this is something we do. We've been doing this for years now. We just randomly select one customer per week to be a donator. And it is tax deductible. So you still have the receipt. And you can file it with your taxes.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called me. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Whatever. Let's take a quick look at the Bullfrog Brewery page on Facebook, which I have asked people to leave wacky comments on. Oh, look, they are deleting comments. The latest one, Gabe Stillman and the Billtown Giants, all the comments are gone. I still see all your likes, though. All the comments are gone from the one after that. And, yeah, Comments gone. So the Bullfrog Brewery, whoever runs the page, they are noticing and they are deleting comments. Olga left a review. She says, great place with great food and beer, but I was a little upset that they wouldn't let me have a go cup for my non-alcoholic drink. I could have had a bottled water, I guess, but I did need a cup. Try their toad-infused tea lemonades. Too bad True Green killed all the plant life outside the place. The ambience is a little weird now. Olga's a diabetic, everyone. She drinks bottled water. And I'm scrolling through, and I don't think I see any new reviews. And all your comments are being deleted. Oh, look, 3 comments on the latest post now, but no, now just 2 got deleted. Prank Stupid says, still rocking hard. So I guess that's it for this Facebook page. If you're listening on the podcast, don't bother them. Just leave it alone. It was fun as a live show, but please don't bother this page a whole bunch, because I'm never going to read it again. This is the last time I'm looking at it. That was the very end of the live show. We're back to present day, me, now, hey everyone. And I guess that means that's the end of today's podcast. So thanks for listening, as usual, everyone. Today's show was produced by Todd L., Rick B., and Randall Thor. And Buster C., he was the producer in training. They're just kind of training him. I don't know if he really deserves a credit today. But he was here in the studio, being trained to be a producer, even if he didn't do that good, and we're probably not going to keep him around. Audio editing today is provided by Darnell, Neon Like Bjork, Casey S., and Andrew C. Thanks, all 4 of you, for editing the audio. I mean, you haven't edited yet, because I'm still recording, but, you know, by the time this is all put together, they will have edited the audio under the direction of the producers, the 4 producers, and the producer trainee. Special thanks goes out to Brian W., Rhapsody Man 2000, Yashar Lee, and Mr. Fraser. Thanks, you guys, for nothing. Nothing at all. Today's episode was sponsored by Neil H. Usually the sponsor is the Fall Guy, but I think everything went fairly well today. So thanks, Neil H., for sponsoring today's show. Today's background music song is called Cascadia, and it's by a group called Trash 80. Thanks, Trash 80, for unwittingly providing me with free music. The Snowplow Show is recorded in front of a live studio audience in the Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Follow the PLA at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and of course phonelosers.com on the interwebs. I will see all of you later this week, hopefully. Fall in the pocket with the voodoo moan. You can't trust him cause he's never alone. And then you start talking chicken shit. I grab your fuzzy dice. That's when my house begins to howl. That's when my dog begins to growl. Don't be shy, take off the towel and give a slam him. Oh, Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. I love you, Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. Dr. Bones. I love you, Dr. Bones. Oh, shake, 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 shake and rattle. Rattle them, Dr. Bones. Come on, shake, shake, shake and rattle. Rattle them, Dr. Bones. Oh, shake, shake, shake and rattle. Rattle them, Dr. Bones. Come on, shake, shake, shake and rattle.
Say a prayer. I think you're an idiot. I think you're a nut job. I want to talk to your supervisor.